Audition, How Much Is Your Currency Worth? Chapter 1. The Coke Receipt. Chapter Promise. The world charges everyone the same. Your life decides what it costs you. Story Scene. The Coke Receipt. Adrian stood at the self-checkout with a 2-liter bottle of Coke in his hand and a small basket of groceries that looked too light for what it costs. The screen beeped with every scan like it was celebrating. He did not celebrate. He watched the numbers climb in the corner of the screen, not because he was cheap, but because his mind could not stop doing math. He had only been in the country for a few years. For a long time, prices felt like a translation exercise. He would see a number in dollars, and his brain would convert it automatically into another currency, another life, another version of himself. At first, it felt responsible. Then it started to feel like a habit he could not turn off. He scanned the Coke. $1.98. He stared at it like it had accused him of something. It was not even $2. $2 should be nothing. But nothing is not a number. Nothing is context. He thought about his savings account. Not the total, but the truth. The truth was not what he had in there. The truth was how quickly it could disappear. He had saved. He had made progress. He had gotten calmer in the last year than he had ever been in his life. Calm was new to him. Calm felt like a muscle he had to keep training. But he also knew what it was like to go backwards. He knew what it felt like when one bad month turned into a season of catching up. A voice behind him said, "You are angry at the Coke bottle." Adrian turned. The man was older, maybe late 60s, with a plain jacket and a relaxed face. Not relaxed like careless, relaxed like practiced. He held nothing but a loaf of bread and a bunch of bananas. Adrian did not answer at first. The man nodded toward the screen. "It is $1.98. That part is not the problem. The problem is what $1.98 means inside your life." Adrian exhaled through his nose, almost a laugh, but not quite. "That is the point," Adrian said. "It is not expensive. It is just, it adds up. Everything adds up." The man smiled like he heard that sentence for decades. "Everything adds up for everyone," he said, "but it does not add up the same." Adrian watched the man scan his bread. The total stayed small. The man did not look at it like it mattered. Adrian felt a flicker of resentment, then caught himself. The man was not rich, at least not in the way Adrian used to define rich. The jacket was plain, the shoes were ordinary, the man's hands looked like work. Still, he was calm. Adrian wanted that kind of calm. The man leaned slightly toward Adrian, lowering his voice as if he was sharing something that would sound ridiculous in a louder room. "Do you want to know how much your currency is worth?" he asked. Adrian blinked. "My currency?" "You live in dollars," the man said, "but you do not experience dollars. You experience pressure. You experience room or the lack of it. You experience time horizons." Adrian looked down at the Coke again. The man continued, "A Coke costs $1.98 for a billionaire and $1.98 for you, but it is not the same transaction. One is a rounding error. The other is a vote about what life you can afford to live." Adrian swallowed. He hated how accurate it felt. The man pointed at the Coke. "Tell me something. If you only had $100 saved, what would that Coke be?" Adrian did not need to think. 2%. The man's eyebrows lifted as if he was pleased Adrian already knew. "And if you had $1 million? Adrian almost smiled despite himself. "Nothing." The man nodded. "Exactly. The Coke did not change. The currency did." Adrian felt something settle in his chest, a thought he had never had in that language. The world had one price tag, but each person carried their own exchange rate. The man held his receipt in his hand, folded it once, and then placed it in his pocket like it was a tool, not a record. "I am Gideon," he said. "I come here every week. If you want calm, you do not need excitement. You need a stronger currency." Adrian hesitated. "How?" Gideon smiled again. "Not in this line. If I teach you in the line, you will forget it by the parking lot." He nodded toward the exit. "Come, I will show you how to measure it first. No one fixes what they cannot measure." Adrian picked up his bag. He glanced down at the Coke one more time. It suddenly felt less like a drink and more like a question. Meaning, same dollar, different weight. We talk about money as if it has a fixed meaning, as if $1 carries the same weight no matter who holds it. In real life, the value of a dollar is shaped by context. Think about a gas station. The price on the sign is the same for everyone. The pump does not ask who you are or how much you have. It does not care whether you are rebuilding or comfortable. The transaction is identical. And yet the experience is not. For one person, filling up barely registers. For another, it triggers a quiet calculation. Do I really need to drive there today? Can this wait? For someone else, it creates stress they do not talk about, followed by a small adjustment later in the week. Same price, different weight. That is the point of the Coke receipt. The scanner beeps the same way. The receipt prints the same number, but the weight of that number changes depending on what your life can absorb. If you have $100 in savings, a $1.98 purchase has consequences. It competes with everything else. If you have $1 million in savings, it is background noise. This is where many money conversations go wrong. We argue about prices instead of asking what those prices mean inside a person's world. We label people as disciplined or irresponsible without considering how much pressure they are carrying. Here is the first truth you need in this book. Money is not experienced as numbers. It is experienced as pressure. Pressure shows up when choices feel narrow, when timing feels tight, when mistakes feel expensive, and when there is no room to absorb normal life. Two people can earn similar incomes, live in the same city, and face the same prices, yet experience money in completely different ways. One feels steady. The other feels constantly on edge. That difference is often misdiagnosed as motivation, intelligence, or self-control. It is usually none of those. It is structure. Income tells you how much money flows in. It does not tell you what your life costs you. You can earn more and still feel trapped if your life expands faster than your resilience. That is why we need a different lens. In this book, we will call it personal currency. Personal currency is not your salary. It is not your net worth. It is the relationship between what life costs you and what you can reliably keep. When that relationship is out of balance, money becomes a constant negotiation. When it moves toward balance, money gets quieter. The goal is not cheaper Coke. The goal is a life where Coke does not feel expensive. Tool: the receipt test. Goal: make your personal currency visible by measuring the weight of everyday life. Step 1. Choose 5 to 7 real-life items. Pick items you actually pay for. Start here if you want a template list. Number 1. Gas fill-up benchmark. Example, 15 gallons times $2.79 equals $41.85. If you do not use gallons, substitute your typical full tank liters and local price per liter. Number 2, 2-liter Coke, $1.98, or your local equivalent. Number 3, municipal bill, water, electricity, gas, sewage, trash. Track a normal month and a spike month. Number 4. Wi-Fi. Example, $89 a month. Number 5. Insurance. Car, health, homeowners, or your most relevant monthly insurance cost. Number 6. Rent or mortgage. If you do not have this obligation, note that. Removing it changes currency strength dramatically. Number 7. Car service. Oil change, tires, brakes, or your average monthly maintenance allowance. Step 2. Pick your two anchors. You need two numbers. A. Liquid savings. Money you can access quickly. B. Monthly surplus. What you can reliably keep each month after essentials and obligations. Step 3. Calculate the weight. For each item, compute two weights. Weight versus savings as a percentage. Item weight percentage is savings. It equals item cost divided by liquid savings times 100. Weight versus surplus as a percentage. Item weight percentage is surplus. It equals the item cost divided by monthly surplus times 100. The same receipt has a different weight depending on your anchors. That difference is personal currency. Step 4. Add a volatility marker for bills. For fluctuating bills, calculate spike factor. Spike factor equals highest month divided by normal month. A high spike factor is a warning. Volatility is how fragility sneaks in. Optional, hours of life. If you want a universal measure that bypasses currency conversion, hours of life equals item cost divided by your hourly take-home pay. Your baseline. Write down your results and keep them. This is your starting exchange rate. In the next chapter, we take this insight into the most honest place in the modern world, the gas station, where everyone pays the same and almost no one feels the same.